You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people are simply hard to trust in this world. I'm sure if you thought about it, you could think of a few people who you don't trust. Maybe it's a parent who hurt you in an unimaginable way. It could be a friend who manipulated and used you. Possibly it's a coworker who tends to lie to get their way. All of these people are hard to trust. However, what if I told you there was one person who was harder to trust than any of those people? Well, there is. And the truth is, this one person that's near enough impossible to trust is you. And that's my message today. Never trust yourself. Your heart cannot be trusted outside of the regeneration work of the Holy Spirit. God made everything good. This includes the human mind and heart. However, due to the fall, we all have a sinful nature. This makes it hard to trust your heart and mind, and it needs to be fixed. The Bible reminds us of this over and over again whenever it speaks of the state of our heart. Proverbs 28, verse 26 says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." Also, Jeremiah 17, verse 9 states, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" The world will tell you to trust your heart, follow where your heart leads. However, that cannot be farther from the truth. You'd be a fool to trust your sinful nature. Allow me to give you an illustration that will help put my point across. There was a man who was fond of alcohol. He was a functioning alcoholic, meaning that you'd never know that he was an alcoholic. However, every time he walked into a bar, he knew he would get drunk. One morning after waking up extremely hungover after a drunken stupor, he was filled with shame and regret. He told himself he'd never do that again. A few nights later, he was sitting at home thinking about the promise he had made to himself. He then told himself if he went to the bar that night, he would not drink. He was just going to hang out with his friends. As soon as he walked in that night, he knew he was getting drunk. This cycle repeated itself over and over again. He would promise himself this is the last time. He'd be sober after this, but after a little while, he was back again. He was drinking again. Now, this is a real situation that plays out time and time again in our wicked hearts. It may involve alcohol, lust, sexual sin, or anger. Whatever the sin may be, we tell ourselves we will never sin a certain way again. Due to that, we put ourselves back into the same situation because our heart tells us we will not get.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Give in. However, our hearts cannot be trusted, and we do end up giving in to the very sin we promise never to do again. Another way that we deceive ourselves is by making excuses and compromising. We'll tell ourselves something like, it's a guilty pleasure, or it's only a white lie. We tell a tiny lie to make our conscience feel at ease. However, a white lie is still a lie. Calling a sin a guilty pleasure doesn't hide the fact that it's still sin. Our wicked hearts can trick us over and over again. The heart will also say, God will forgive me, so it's okay to sin. While it is true that in Christ we have forgiveness, we should not try to take advantage of that forgiveness. The end goal of our hearts is to get us to sin. So does that leave us helpless without any help in the world? That is also a lie that the heart will tell. However, there is hope that our hearts can be changed. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel was an Old Testament prophet. In this scripture, he's telling the people of God that there will be a day when God will change their evil, wicked hearts under a new covenant. At that point, they had hearts of stone. When you squeeze a stone, it cannot be changed or molded. No matter how hard you try, you cannot change a stone with your bare hands. However, under the new covenant, the people of God will receive a heart of flesh. Try pinching your arm. Your flesh can be moved and changed. What God is telling his people is that there will be a new covenant in which God will give them new, clean hearts that are not evil and full of sin. Well, that new covenant came. It came through the person and work of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth even though he was God. He was born a man, but not with a heart of stone. He had a heart of flesh. Where we all fail and give in to evil desires, he never did. Though he never sinned, he was treated as if he did. He was hung on a cross and his blood dripped to the ground. He took the punishment for our sin and rose from the grave. He defeated death, sin, and Satan. Now those who trust in the blood of Christ are purified. They receive a new heart of flesh that can be shaped into the image of God. This new heart is made of the very Word of God. It's only God's Word that we can trust. It's only Jesus that we can trust. Never should we try to trust in our own hearts. You may find yourself constantly giving in to the evil desires of your mind and heart. It may satisfy you for a while, but the truth is that satisfaction will run out. That satisfaction may run out on earth when you experience every earthly pleasure that you want. It may take a lifetime, but in the end, when you stand before God and take account of your life, that satisfaction will be gone. God is calling you to Him at this very moment. He's not telling you to trust your heart as others will do, but to trust Him. While your evil heart changes constantly, God never will. He is willing to change your heart, but you must come to Him.
The Bible says in James 1, verse 22, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." The Bible here is saying, prove yourselves to be people who put the word of God in practice. Prove that you obey God's principles, His instructions and His precepts. Prove that you're not merely listeners who hear the word, but fail to internalize its meaning. Prove that you're not just listeners who hear the word, even know the word, but fail to do the word. And the last couple of words in this verse are interesting because the Bible is telling us that if you do this, if you hear the word but fail to do the word, then you are actually deceiving yourself. You are deluding yourselves. It's not the devil deceiving you. No, you deceive yourself should you hear the word but fail to act on it. We always think that deception comes from Satan, from the Antichrist, from some demonic false teacher. But something as simple as knowing God's word but failing to do it, that is an act of deception towards yourself. because how can you claim to love Christ but fail to obey Him? How can you say you are a Christian striving to be Christ-like but yet fail to bow the knee, to bow your will and obey Him? The Amplified Translation for James 1, verses 22 through 24 says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it, he is like a man who looks very carefully at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgets what he looked like." Are you using God's word as a lamp to your feet? Are you obeying God's word and putting it into practice? I do not believe that anyone can be a doer of God's word without being challenged by it. God's word has to challenge you, and it will challenge you when you really try and put it into action.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.